Forest fire. Burn, burn, burn it all down. Level the forest right to the ground. Wave your arms to fan the flames. Turn over the ash and grow again. There's a great big crowd from miles around come to watch the flames, but they've got no proof of the thrilling truth that arson sometimes pays. Some old dry bark and a well-placed spark will bring the crowd to its knees. It won't take long till the forest's gone and we're no longer hidden by trees. Those trees had rings that could silently sing of chances and years gone by. The forest was old, riddled with mold, and kept us from seeing the sky. So as we choke on the acrid smoke and wave goodbye to the past, let's flap our arms, greet the stars, and make angels in the ash. The morning after this pyro disaster, the landscape speaks of despair. The ground is marred, scorched, and scarred, and all the old landmarks aren't there. There's lots of space in the burnt-out place where the trees used to crowd. Roots spread deep beneath our feet, but there's plenty of room above ground for flowers and herbs, well-chosen words, the expanse between right and wrong, for veggies and vines, salad and wines, parties, dances, and songs. Burn, burn, burn it all down. Level the forest right to the ground. Wave your arms to fan the flames. Turn over the ash and grow again.